It's been 50 episodes since my last podcast, and I'm really happy to conjoin this today with you in this lovely July 28th of 2021. This must be a great episode for all of you, because I just wake up and see the best sunshine going to come up with us today, because last night we have the moon. Actually, it's a full moon, but it's smaller. And you know, I'm going to making this podcast from my own room, and in front of there's a little cat puppy that is waiting for us for the rest of our lives. So yeah, it will be great forever then. Okay, and for today, what we're talking about is how to enjoy the daily days that you've achieved so far, and try to be thankful, because sometimes things that you accepted as a burden, as something that is a shame, and also you think that was pretty much trouble there, when you turn out that's a big chance for you to get your girlfriend for what you have. Stay tuned, looking for more from me from the Daily Digest. Hi, welcome back in this episode of today's Daily Digest with me, Queen Jovenica, aka I am the lovely and the only one queen. I would like to make a special announcement today that, yeah, day by day. And once again, a friend of for today, I would like to say that it's not really close to me, but it's added another list again about the people that I lost during this year, and it's been a really, really tough. I'm living 100 miles away from them, and I can just say condolences and sorry, because I'm gonna get back and I have to struggle here. This year has been a very hard for me, because I lost few of people that they means a lot to me. Okay, last night I dreamed I met my friend. She passed away on April, and I just can't imagine how it feels like to be, yeah, losing your best friend, losing your mentors, and losing college. But today, I would like to make a suggestion about what would you choose to be remembered when you're gone. Okay. Yesterday, I looked at my few of my social media account and saw people say condolences, but they tweet on the comment section, so nobody give a damn, nobody care, as they made it into one of the biggest Instagram account here about gossip and lifestyle, and they just say condolences to Mr. I don't want to say his name, but with that mention, it means that they hope by his death, his name at least will be popular. For some people who already know them and knows who is he, I think, well, okay, that's your last chance. But sadly, it didn't work well, because if you want people in their last minute to be famous, they should be matters a lot for others. Because nobody have so much time and attention right now to put their energy even to say goodbye to the people that they don't really know, right? And these people does, and they fail. You will know why, because that guy, a few months ago, he made a little bit viral my TikTok, and I don't think it's still not as I don't think there's media who published about him or anything, only on TikTok and social media. He has about 200,000 followers on TikTok. Yeah, I know. But then he made that viral content because I think it's just kind of people who have a social climber. Because the guy making that content to put down everyone who learned in English, not in the same way like he did. He insists that I have the best methods of English learning in here, and I don't think you're the one. No, no, and no. And then I have a chance to debate with him. I told him that, well, sorry, I'm not being racist, but based on your performance and whatever and whatsoever, you're Indonesian, right? Yes. And then why you insist that everybody have to talk in English the same way like you do, and you push down them, they cannot do the grammar or listening like you do, but have you ever been living in abroad or even respect or understand what their principles of people being learning English as a non-native language? Did he ever notice that? No. You know? It's because he came from a small city here that in my states, he teach English in a course, and I don't think he's certified enough because he's just a graduate from high school. And no such title, no academic proof or whatever, but he insists to be a mentor. It's because they're damn fucking horrible. Horrible. Wait a minute.